我们继续来查考以弗所书。
Let's continue to study the book of Ephesians.
请我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
在第四章的前半段，我们可以看到合一与成长。
In the first half, we see the importance of unity and growth, the first half of chapter 4.
要教会需要合一，才能够成长。
The church must be united in order to grow.
那教会要成长，每一个人要接受装备，然后各尽其职。
And in order for the church to grow, everyone must do their part.
也就是每一个人，在教会都有事情做。
And that is, everyone has work to do in the church.
那每一件事情都有人做，这样教会才会成长。
And if everyone does something, then the church will be able to grow.
那第四章的下面一段就在讲要长大成熟。
And then the latter half of chapter 4 tells us that we need to mature and grow.
长大成熟就是要脱去旧人。
And that is, in order to grow and be mature, we need to put off the old man.
然后穿上新人。
And then put on the new man.
那新人就是有神的形象。
And the new man has the image of God.
就是跟主耶稣一样。
And that is to be like Jesus Christ.
那这就是人的尊贵跟价值。
And this is what is honorable and valuable about man.
所以神看人的价值不在外表。
And so God sees our value not from an outward perspective.
神造人的尊贵也不在外在的。
And the honorable value of a man is not outwardly.
是在他有神的形象。
It is that he has the image of God.
信仰生活有两个原则。
And in our spiritual life, we have two principles.
第一个，不要给魔鬼留地步。
First, we should not leave a foothold for Satan.
再来，不要让圣灵来担忧。
And then we should not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这个就是长大成熟。
And this is growing up and maturing.
我们看第五章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children.
这个地方说我们要效法神。
Here it says that we need to be imitators of God.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As dear children.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神是我们的父亲。
And God is our father.
就好像一句话说，有其父必有其子。
And there is a saying like father, like son.
我们的父亲是完全的。
Our father is perfect.
他也期待我们要完全。
And our father hopes that we will also be perfect.
要完全就要效法神。
And in order to be perfect, we must imitate God.
那效法神有两步。
And there are two steps to imitate God.
第一步就是对神不断的认识。
And the first step is to constantly know God more.
这个就是要借着圣经来认识他。
This is through the Bible we are able to know him more.
那第二步就是要不断的自我调整。
And the second step is to constantly adjust ourselves.
就是要靠圣灵的帮助改变自己。
That is through the power of the Holy Spirit we need to change ourselves.
那这两步我们都在做，我们就越来越像神。
And if we do both of these two steps, then we'll be more and more like God.
那这个叫做信仰的成长。
And this is called the maturity or growth in our faith.
所以我们信耶稣是从恩典入门。
And so we believe in God and we enter through the door of grace.
因为我们有很多的需要，所以我们来寻找神。
Because we have many needs, so we search for God.
但是信仰最后的追求是要成长向神。
But our end pursuit of our faith is to mature and to be like Jesus Christ.
而不是一直停留在我需要恩典，我需要恩典，到死都是这样。
And it is not to just stay at I need grace and just stop there.
到最后我们就是要像神一样。
In the end of our pursuit, we need to be like God.
所以主耶稣也说我们要完全像天父一样完全。
And so Jesus tells us to be perfect like the Father is perfect.
他这样讲就表示我们还不完全。
And so by saying this, it means that we are not yet perfect.
那要像天父一样完全就是我们的努力。
And to be like the Heavenly Father is a goal that we need to pursue after.
那要怎么效法神呢？
And how do we imitate God?
从第一节一直到二十一节。
From verse 1 to 21.
哦，我们先讲神是什么。
Let us first talk about what or who God is.
啊，第一个神就是爱。
First, God is love.
所以效法神就是凭爱心行事。
And so to imitate God is to do things out of love.
哦，我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
这里说基督爱我们。
Here it says Christ loved us.
哦，怎么爱？
And how has he loved us?
为我们舍己。
He has given himself for us.
那这一种舍己，就是馨香的供物。
And this sort of sacrifice is an offering, of a sweet smelling aroma.
好像挪亚从方舟出来。
It is like when Noah, came out of the ark.
然后他就献祭给神。
And then he offered a sacrifice to God.
那神闻了那个馨香的祭物，神就不再用火水来毁灭这个世界。
And the Lord smelled the sweet smelling aroma, and he promised never to destroy the world with the flood anymore.
今天我们要献什么能够让神喜悦呢？
And so today, what shall we offer in order to please God?
就是献我们的爱心。
We need to offer our love.
跟主耶稣一样。
Like Jesus Christ.
那爱心的表现就是舍己。
And the manifestation of love is to give up ourselves or sacrifice ourselves.
所以主耶稣圣经里面说，他本来是丰富的，为我们成为贫穷。
And so the Bible says that Jesus was full of abundance, but for our sakes he became poor.
丰富是在天上，贫穷是在地上。
And abundance is in heaven, and poverty is in the earth.
叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And through him being poor, we can become abundant.
还没有信主以前，我们是贫穷的。
And before we believed in God, we were poor.
可能除了钱，什么都没有。
And other than money, we did not have anything.
也没有平安，也没有喜乐。
We did not have peace or joy.
也没有盼望，也没有力量。
We did not have hope, and we did not have strength.
这很重要，人生都没有。
And the most important things of life we did not have.
那信了主之后。
And after we believed in Christ,
从贫穷变成富足。
We became abundant.
有智慧，有力量，有平安，有喜乐。
We have wisdom, peace, strength, and joy.
这个都是因为主耶稣的牺牲。
This is all because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的牺牲就能够蒙神悦纳。
And so our sacrifice will be pleasing to God.
我们来看马太福音的二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.Verse 40. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
主耶稣这样说，你坐在弟兄中最小，就是坐在我的身上。
Jesus said, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
就是坐在信徒的身上。
That is to do it among the believers.
那第三十五节
In verse 35,
我饿了你给我吃我渴了你给我喝
For I was hungry and you gave me food and I was thirsty and you gave me drink
就是看顾他生活的需要
That is to look after the needs of their lives
我做客旅你留住我
I was a stranger and you took me in
就是对外来的我们要让他感受到爱心
That is towards the outside we have to show our love
那二十六三十
Verse 36. I was naked and you clothed me.
我病了，你来看我。
I was sick and you visited me.
我在监里，你来看我。
I was in prison and you came to me.
这个都是很实际的我们可以行爱心的地方。
And these are all very practical ways for us to show love.
比方说，如果有人在生病在医院里面。
For example, if someone is sick and hospitalized.
我们如果不能每天去看他，那一个礼拜去看他一次也不错。
If we cannot go see them daily, if we can see them once a week, that is also very good.
一直到他出院为止。
Until they are able to be dismissed from the hospital.
因为人在医院里面非常需要人的关心跟鼓励。
Because when a person is hospitalized, they need a lot of encouragement and care.
那如果有信徒住在老人院，老人院好多孤单的老人。
And if a brother or sister lives in an elderly care home, they need to be cared for because they're surrounded by many elderly.
说有一个信徒啊，他要搬到老人院之前呢、啊，他印一个卡片到处分给别人，我明天就要住到这里。
And so before our one of our brethren went to a nursing home, they sent cards to people telling them that the next day they would move in.
他的用意就是希望有更多人去关心他。
And the purpose is for others to care more about her.
所以当我们有很多时间的时候，与其坐在电视面前看电视，做一些没有意义的事情，多关心别人。
So when we have a lot of time, instead of watching TV, we should care more about other people.
那这个叫做凭爱心行事。
And this is called doing things out of love.
那有时候我们什么都不能做，为别人祷告也是很好的。
And sometimes there is nothing we can do, but if we pray for them, that is very good too.
因为祷告也是很有功效。
Because prayer is very effective.
所以我们要凭爱心行事。
So we must do things out of love.
不是因为我们能得到什么。
It is not because we can gain anything out of it.
乃是要偿还神爱我们的债。
But it is to repay the debt of love that God has given to us.
这个债是还不清的了。
And this debt of love can never be repaid.
如果主耶稣为我死。
If Jesus died for me.
要救我脱离罪。
To free me from sin.
要救我进到天国。
To save me and so I can enter heaven.
那这个爱是怎么去还？
Then how do we repay this love?
那没有办法还的。
It is, we cannot repay it.
我们只能够做得到的范围要尽量做。
We can only do as much as we can do.
所以至少我们回头过来看，我们真的做了很多善事，那我们就感谢神。
So if we are able to look back and see that we have done many good things, then we must thank God.
但如果我们回头过来看，我什么都没有，善都没有做，那还有很多空间可以进步。
But if we look back and see that we have not done many good things and have many areas of improvement.
所以生活不只是让自己高兴，照顾自己家人这样而已。
And so we live our lives not just to please ourselves and to take care of our own family.
这样的爱是很狭窄的。
This love is very narrow.
应该去爱主耶稣所爱的人。
We must love those that Jesus loves.
那我们再看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3. Verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it is fitting for saints.
这个地方说圣徒的体统。
Here it talks about the decency of saints.
什么是体统？
What is the decency?
就是这个圣徒很多人他们一起在生活，到最后就会让人感觉到有一种文化或者一种传统在里面。
That is when the saints live together, then they will feel this sort of culture among themselves.
那这些事情啊，我们要不去做，才让人在我们身上可以看出啊，你真的是信耶稣的。
And we must not do these things so that others may be able to see that we truly believe in Jesus Christ.
那这里特别提到有三个不可以提。
Here especially mentions three things that should not even be named.
第一个是淫乱。
The first is fornication.
第二个是污秽的。
Second is uncleanness.
有很多的娱乐是污秽的。
There are many entertainment that is unclean.
第三个是贪心。
And the third is covetousness.
这个连提都不可。
And these should not even be named.
那我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
因此妄语戏谑的话都不相宜。
Neither filthiness nor foolish talking.
那为什么连提都不可以讲都不可以呢
？Why can we not even name？
因为我们这个言语是心的声音呢。
Because the things we say is from our heart。
我们心想什么，言语就讲出来。
What our heart thinks, our mouth speaks。
所以圣经才说，言语没有过失啊，这个人就是完全人。
And so a person says that if a man does not stumble upon what he says, then he is perfect。
这个言语没有过失哦，当然除了说个人的修养之外哦，其实最重要还是心呢。
And if a man is perfect in what he says, then what is most important is in his heart.
那这个心完全，言语才会完全。
And if his heart is perfect, then his speech will also be perfect.
那如果一个人常常拿淫乱的事、污秽的事，还有贪婪的事一直挂在嘴里开玩笑这个表示他的心已经在里面了。
If a person often jokes about fornication, uncleanness, or covetousness, this means that his heart is already in them.
所以我们再看第五节。
So let's look at verse 5.
第四节说，总要说感谢的话。
Verse 4 says, but rather giving of thanks.
第五节啊。
Verse 5. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
这里说这跟神的国没有份啊。
Here it says that they do not have any inheritance in the kingdom of God.
因为神的国是公义的。
Because the kingdom of God is righteous.
是对的，在神面前是对的。
It is right in the eyes of God.
是没有罪的。
It is sinless.
所以如果一个人常常在开这种玩笑很难亲近神。
So if a person often jokes about these things, then it is very hard for them to draw near to God.
因为这是世界世俗的一部分。
Because this is a part of the secular world.
你如果去当过兵，或者你跟世界上人在一起露营或者说在一个很快乐的时光讲来讲去就是不会超过这些事情。
If you have been in the army or camped with other people, then all they say often are around these three things.
不是淫乱就是污秽。
If it's not fornication, then it's unclean things.
不然就是贪心，怎么用什么方法赚好多钱，其实都是不合法的，违背良心的。
Or it's about covetous things as to how they can gain money dishonorably.
我们再看第五节下半，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Verse 5 says, covetous man is like an idolater.
什么是贪心？
And what is being covetous?
当然从圣经可以找到很明显的。
And from the Bible we can see a very clear example.
就是用不合法的方法赚钱。
That is to gain money against the law.
这个不合法包括圣经的教训，包括国家的法律。
And gaining money against the law includes going against the Bible or against the laws of a country.
其实法律合法，圣经不合法也不能做。
And if the law says it's okay, but the Bible says it's not, then it is not.Something we should do.
因为基督徒的标准是高一点就是神的话。
Because the standard of Christians are higher, that is the word of God.
所以像逃税这些事情收贿赂，这个基督徒都不能做。
And so to not pay taxes or to be bribed is something that Christians should not do.
因为这是不应得的，这个是贪心。
Because this is not right and this is covetous.
第二个就是急速发财。
And the second is to gain money very quickly.
这个急速发财就是包括赌博。
And gaining money quickly includes gambling.
运气多好，赌博赢多少，到处讲，这个是不合圣徒的体统。
And to say that you are very lucky and that you earned lots of money from gambling, this is not according to the Bible.
神是要我们以正道来赚钱。
God wants us to earn money through righteous means.
那第三个就是生活没有平衡。
And third is when our life does not have balance.
因为神要我们的生活要给我们家庭，让我们享受家庭的幸福。
Because God gave us a family, and He wants us to be able to enjoy our families.
那神也希望我们有时间来亲近神，服侍神。
And God also wants us to have time to draw near to Him and to serve Him.
这个也是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
那再来才是我们的事业。
And then our career.
那把家庭生活跟信仰生活的时间全部都用来赚钱，这就是贪心。
If we use all of our time that we spend with our family and to serve God to earn more money, then this is covetous.
这是不合神的旨意。
This is not according to the will of God.
因为这已经把钱提高比神还重要。
Because this has elevated money more than God.
把钱提高比家庭还重要。
This has elevated money above family.
其实赚钱赚到最后还不是为了家庭吗？
And we earn money ultimately for our family.
如果赚钱赚到最后忘记了家庭，那这个本跟末就已经倒置了。
And if we earn money to the point where we forget about our families, then this is wrong.
如果赚钱赚到最后连神都忘记了，这个就是已经舍本逐末了。
If we earn money to the point where we forget about God, then this is also wrong.
所以这一种生活是不值得羡慕的。
And so this kind of lifestyle is not something that we should be envious of.
因为没有平衡。
Because there is no balance.
这不是神要我们过的生活方式。
This is not the lifestyle that God wants us to live.
啊，所以我们行事要凭着爱心。
So we must do things according to love.
啊，爱人、爱神、爱家人。
We must love God, love man, and love our family.
啊，不只是爱钱、爱自己。
Not only love money and love ourselves.
爱肉体的快乐。
And love the lust of the flesh.
好，我们现在来看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
这个第八节到十四节，就是在提到要在光明中行事。
Verses 8 to 14 talks about walking in light.
好，我们请读八节。
Let's look at verse 8. Verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
好，神是光。
God is light.
好，所以还没有信主以前，我们是属黑暗的。
So before we believed in God, we belonged to darkness.
那现在信主是光明的子女。
But now that we've believed in God, we are children of light.
我们的身份是光明的子女。
And our status is the children of light.
所以我们的生活要跟我们的身份相配。
So our lifestyle must be in accordance with our status.
就是要光明。
And that is to be in the light.
那光明所结的果子，第九节。
And the fruit of Light, verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
啊，光明所结的果子，这个果子就是看得见的实际生活的表现。
And the fruit of light is the actual manifestation in our lives that we can see with our own eyes.
我说信仰不是很抽象的，如果我们真的信仰信入很深，实际生活的表现是会改变的。
And our faith is not abstract. If we actually live out the word of God, then we can actually see it in our lives.
第一个，它是良善的。
First, it is good.
在它里面没有邪恶。
In it, there is no evil.
第二个，它是公义的。
Second, it is righteous.
在它里面没有不对，就是神的标准没有不对。
In it, there is no wrong. That is, the standard of God has nothing wrong with it.
第三个，它是诚实的。
And third, it is true.
它没有虚假。
There is no false.
这个就是光明具体的表现。
And this is a manifestation of light.
那如果一个人做的事情需要掩盖，怕别人知道，这个就有问题。
And if what a person does needs to be hidden, then there is a problem with this.
所以我们做基督徒应该是生活非常的坦荡荡，你要知道都可以给你知道，只是有一些是 personal， 你不需要知道。
And so as Christians, we should be able to share with anyone anything, just that some things are more personal.
怕别人知道需要掩盖的绝对不要做，因为那不是光明的。
But we should not do anything that we are afraid of letting others know, because this is not in the light.
那十二节请读。
Verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
会羞耻的不要做。
And do not do things that are shameful.
这个羞耻就是说，当别人知道之后，你会很羞耻，或者说我们所爱的人会羞耻，这个就不要做，这不是光明的。
And shameful here means that if people find out, we ourselves will feel shameful, or our families will feel shameful, and this is something we should not do.
光明的事情不会羞耻的。
And things that are in the light is not shameful.
羞耻是在黑暗里面。
And shameful is in darkness.
所以被显露了。被光显露就羞耻。
And when it is exposed in light, then it becomes shameful.
我们再看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13. Verse 13, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light.
会被责备的，这个就是黑暗的。
And whatever is, will be exposed is in darkness.
这个责备也包括是良心在责备我们。
And to be rebuked is can be that our conscience rebukes us.
如果我们做的会良心不安，就不要做。
If something we do will make our conscience go against us, then we should not do it.
当然，每个良心都不太一样。
And of course, everyone's conscience is different.
说罪被洁净以后，良心被圣灵感动过的，洁净的，这样的良心会不安，就不要做。
For example, after our sins have been forgiven and we then things that are exposed by the Spirit we should not do.
所以我们做基督徒，我们是光明的。
So as Christians, we need to live in the light.
不需要掩盖。
We should not need to cover anything.
不怕别人知道。
We should not be afraid to let others know.
不会羞耻的。
It is not shameful.
良心不会不安的。
And our conscience will not rebuke us.
这样就是个光明的子女。
And this is the children of light.
这个是我们社会生活的一个很重要的原则。
And this is a principle that we must have as we live in society.
所以我们把这个大原则抓住，我们才不会被同化。
And so if we hold on to this great principle, then we will not be conformed.
我们才不会随波逐流。
And then we will not go according to the flow.
所以这个效法神，就是说我们的心里面要对准神。
And so to imitate God means that in our heart, we need to be aligned with God.
他是在上面。
God is above.
我们是在地面上。
And we are on this earth.
地面上都一直在变。
And things constantly change on this earth.
文化潮流价值观都一直在变。
Culture, trend, and value system constantly changes.
那效法神要对准神。
And to imitate God, we must point towards Him.
那我们在万变当中才能够不变。
And in this constantly changing world, we will be unchanged.
那如果没有对准神，我们心没有对准神。
And if our heart is not aligned with God,
这个社会的文化潮流就把我们同化，我们就漂流而去，就迷失了。
Then the culture and trend of this world will make us become conformed, and we will disappear.
所以我们跟神的关系非常重要。
And so our relationship with God is very important.
那从十五节到二十一节。
From verses 15 to 21,
就是在讲要用智慧来行事。
It talks about how we must do things in wisdom.
神就是智慧本身啊。
And God is wisdom.
我们先来看智慧的果效。
Let's first look at the fruit of wisdom.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
十三节一直到十七节，请读。
Verses 13 to 17. 13. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. 14. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. 16. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
四节说得智慧胜过银子，利益强如精金。
Verse 14 says, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold.
这个不是物，这个金钱上买得到的。
This is not something that we can purchase with money.
到十五节。
Verse 15.
你一切所喜爱都不能够跟智慧相比。
And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
所以智慧的价值无价，非常大。
And so the value of wisdom is very great.
这不是地上的智慧，是从神来的。
And this wisdom is not from the world, it is from God.
十六节。
Verse 16.
她的右手有长寿。
In her left hand, riches. And length of days in her right hand.
最长寿就是永生。
And the length of days is, the longest length of days is eternal life.
所以真的活在智慧里面的人，最后一定会得永生。
And so those who truly live in wisdom, in the end, will be able to inherit eternal life.
那左手有富贵，这个左手就是你抓得住的。
In her left,
智慧可以抓得住的。
In her left hand, riches and honor, that means that wisdom can be grasped hold of.
富就是丰富。
And riches is abundance.
平安、喜乐、能力、智慧、永生、丰富。
Peace, joy, wisdom, eternal life, and abundance.
贵就是尊贵。
And honor is honorable.
他是神的王子，以色列就是神的王子。
And Israel is the prince of God.
非常尊贵。
They are very honorable.
他的道是安乐的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
就是说智慧带领我们走的这条路是充满着喜乐的。
And that is the path of wisdom will bring us great joy.
所以怎么能够过喜乐的人生呢？
And so how can we live a joyful life?
要有智慧。
We must have wisdom.
没有智慧很多苦就跟着来。
Without wisdom, we will have many pains and sufferings.
那他的路是平安的。
And all her paths are peace.
怎么让我们真的活在平安里面？
How can we truly live in peace?
不是说没有问题发生。
It is not to say that there are no troubles.
是很大的问题，我们心还是很平静安稳。
It is that even in great tribulation, our heart is peaceful.
这需要有神同在。
And this requires the abidance of God.
但这需要有智慧。
And this requires wisdom.
所以我们回到以弗所书第五章来看。
So let's look back at Ephesians chapter 5.
从十五节到二十一节在讲要用智慧来行事。
From verse 15 to 21 talks about walking in wisdom.
七五节请读。
Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
这里说不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
Here it says not to be as fools, but as wise.
然后第一句说要谨慎行事。
And the first part says walk circumspectly.
为什么要这样讲呢？
Why does it say this?
因为我们做的每一件事情都会有后果。
Because everything that we do will have a consequence.
那这个没有智慧就是表示说我这样做不会有什么后果。
And if we do not have wisdom, then we will think that the things we do will not have a consequence.
我只要活得快乐就好了。
As long as I live happily, that's all that matters.
我只要活在现在能够满足就好了。
As long as I can be satisfied in this present stage, that's all that matters.
好像以扫一样。
Like Esau.
红豆汤吃下去马上好。
After he ate the lentil soup, he felt great.
那以后怎么样啊？我会使长子名分，这不重要。
And whatever comes after the firstborn right does not matter to me anymore.
他忘记了，他这样决定会有一个后果。
He forgot that the decision he made will have a consequence.
后来他就后悔了。
And then in the afterwards, he regretted it.
所以每一件事情一定要想，我这样做会有什么后果。
So and everything we do, we need to think if we do this, what is the consequence?
那看得很清楚，这个叫做智慧。
And if we are able to see clearly, then this is wisdom.
那看不清楚，要多祷告。
And if we are unable to see clearly, then we need to pray more.
那所以不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
So we must not be like the fools, but as wise.
我们再看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16. 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
我们看英文的翻译也是很有趣啊 ，redeem the time 中文翻作爱惜光阴。
Redeem the time or cherish the time.
那下面说现今的世代邪恶。
Latter part says because the days are evil.
如果我们接到一张 coupon 说 80% off， 现在 iPhone 7 80% off， 可能大家都去买了。
And if we receive a coupon that says there's 80% off an iPhone 7, probably everyone would go buy it.
但是如果你要得到这个好处，你要去排队啊，把它这个 coupon 把它 redeem， 要把它换成实际的好处啊。
But if you want it to redeem the coupon, you have to go wait in a very long line.
那神给我们时间。
And God gives us time.
比方说一般70岁强壮80岁。
For example, most people live till they're 70. If they are strong, 80.
就算75岁来讲。
And let's say an age 75.
睡觉三分之一，剩下50年。
And one third of that, there's 50 years left.
然后再工作三分之一，剩下25年。
And then working another one third is there's only 25 years.
那前面再扣掉，后面老病死再扣掉。
And if you take away the beginning and the sickness in the end.
那真的我们能够用的时间身体很健康，头脑很清楚，真的可以做一些有意义的事情啊，时间很短。
And the time that we can really redeem and cherish is actually very short.
那这个就好像一个 coupon 一样啊，神给你这么短的很好的时间，你要去 redeem， 你要好好去用它。
And this is like God giving us a coupon, we must redeem it and use it wisely.
那用到结果，我们能够蒙神纪念。
And if we redeem it, then we will be able to be remembered by God.
也能够造就人。
And we will be able to edify others.
那这个叫做爱惜时间。
And this is called redeeming the time.
那什么叫做现今世代邪恶？
And what does it mean that the days are evil?
那神给我们这么宝贵的时间。
And God gives us such precious time.
又给我们健康的身体，头脑很清楚。
And He gives us a healthy life and a
什么都没有做。
And if we do not do anything.
这个就太可惜了。
Then this is very pitiful.
这一张 coupon 这么宝贵，你怎么不去把它换一些有价值的东西回来呢？
This coupon is so valuable, so why don't you redeem it for something that is precious?
时间这么宝贵，怎么不用这个时间去换一些人可以纪念、神也可以纪念的事情呢？
And time is so precious, so why don't we use it to do things that will be remembered by man and God?
所以不要效法这个世界上他用时间的方法跟内容。
So we should not imitate how the world uses time.
所以这说现今是恶携带。
And so that is what it means that the days are evil.
不晓得怎么用时间。
And that is not knowing how to use time wisely.
所以我们要用智慧。
So we must have wisdom.
一生一定要做一些事情，神会纪念，人也会得到造就。
And in our whole life, we must do things that will be remembered by God and edify man.
人不是说活得快乐就好，不，绝对不是这样。
And our life isn't just for us to live a happy life.
我们再看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
这里说不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Here says, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. How?
我们看哥罗西书里面提到神的旨意。
Let's look at Colossians. It talks about the will of God.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第八节，第九节，第十节，请读。
Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. Verse 9, For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. 10. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
这个第十节至少讲哦，如果我们知道神的旨意哦，有四个好处。
And verse 10 talks about four, at least four benefits that we will have if we know the will of God.
第一个，我们做人做事对得起神。
First, that we may walk worthy of the Lord.
如果英文用 worthy, 就是表示说我们做人做事在神看起来是有价值的。这个是神的旨意第一个好处。
The first benefit of knowing the will of God is that our ways or the things we do is worthy of the Lord.
那如果我们不晓得神的旨意，或者做的跟神的旨意不一样啊，在神看起来就没有价值，没有分量。
And if we do not know the will of God, or if we do not do according to His will, then this is not worthy of the Lord.
那下面凡事蒙他喜悦。
And then second, fully pleasing Him.
怎么讨神喜悦呢？
And how do we please God?
就是满心知道神的旨意。
That is being able to be filled with the knowledge of His will.
我所做的我都知道神要我怎么做。
That is in everything I do, I know what God wants me to do.
那如果不知道再祷告。
And if I don't know, then I will pray more.
那我就可以变成神喜悦的人。
And in this way, I will be able to be a man pleasing to God.
那第三个。
And third.
善事上结果子。
Being fruitful in every good work.
如果我们依照神的旨意来生活。
If we live according to the will of God,
生活上一定会有很具体的表现，就是有好多善事的果子。
Then in our lives, we will see a true manifestation and being able to bear fruit.
好，第四个。
And fourth,
渐渐多知道神。
Increasing in the knowledge of
God. 我们对神的认识会越来越清楚，越来越深入。
We will be able to know God more and more.
所以回到第五章十七节。
And so if we turn back to chapter 5, verse 17,
不要做糊涂人。
Therefore, do not be unwise.
一天过一天，你不知道神的旨意是什么。
Do not just live day by day and not know the will of God.
这太可惜了。
This is very pitiful.
明白神的旨意，四大好处就是属于我们的。
And to, if we understand the will of God, then we will be able to gain those four benefits.
不明白神的旨意，四个好处都落空了。
And if we do not know the will of God, then these four benefits will be empty.
好，我们再看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
第五章，请读。
Chapter 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
这里把酒跟圣灵放在一起。
Here, it compares drunk with wine. Oh, sorry, spirit with wine.
如果醉酒，它会放荡。
And if you drink wine, you will be drunk.
那我们知道一旦醉酒，判断力不清楚。
In which is dissipation, and then you will not be able to your mind will not be clear.
很难自我控制。
And you will not be able to control yourselves very easily.
常常就犯很多罪。
And then you will be sinning greatly.
所以在圣经里面看到很多醉酒犯罪的例子。
And so in the Bible we see many examples when someone is drunk and does evil things.
酒的现代意义就是娱乐。
And wine today means entertainment.
不要醉在娱乐里面。
We should not be drunk in entertainment.
这个影片还没有看，那个影片还没有看，这个录下来还没有看，那个录下，等头脑都是娱乐。
I have not watched this movie or that movie. I have not watched this show. And everything in your mind is just entertainment.
娱乐的本来的目的啊，休闲活动是要让我们轻松一下，能够重新得力，明天再继续我们的生活。
The original purpose of entertainment is for us to be able to relax ourselves for a bit and then to be able to gain strength for the next day.
那现在人变成活着是为着娱乐。
But now, today, people live for entertainment.
所以这个世俗的娱乐会让人醉，醉在里面就没有办法变属灵人。
And so the secular entertainment will make us drunk, and then we will not be able to become spiritual.
那我怎么办呢？
And so what shall we do?
特别是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Especially for the True Jesus Church members.
乃要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled with the Spirit.
你看那个石缸倒满水，再拿出去就是更好的酒。
And when we see that the water, the wine was filled, then it became a better wine.
我们就是一个石缸。
And we are the pot,
一个 jar,
the jars.
当水圣灵倒进我们里面
，when the water of the Holy Spirit is poured into us,
它里面产生了一种活水的满足，圣灵中的甜美跟喜乐，超过用钱买的酒。
We will be filled with this living water and full of joy and peace, and it is better than the wine that we can buy.
而且圣灵充满会结圣灵的果子。
And if we were filled with the Spirit, we will bear fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
结果太好了。
And bearing fruit is great.
所以圣灵充满的结果是正面的。
And so being filled with the Spirit has a positive effect.
醉酒醉世俗的娱乐结果是负面的。
And to be drunk with wine and entertainment has a negative effect.
结论就是我们要选择。
And the conclusion is that we need to choose.
好，我们再看19节20节。
Let's look at verse 19 to 20. Verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. 20, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以19节20节就是说要常常感谢神，常常赞美神。
So verses 19 to 20 tells us that we must often praise God and give thanks to Him.
因为这就是灵祭。
Because this is a spiritual offering or sacrifice.
所以我们来到神的面前要献灵祭。
So when we come before God, we need to offer a spiritual sacrifice.
就是常常感谢神。
And that is, we must often thank God.
常常赞美神。
We must often praise the Lord.
所以我们生活一定要有一段安静的时间。
And so in our lives, we must have a quiet time.
让我们可以默想神。
So that we may be able to meditate upon God.
然后我们从心里面可以告诉神，我感谢你。
And from the bottom of our heart, we are able to tell God that we thank Him.
那我们在心里面可以口唱心和来赞美神。
And from our heart, we will be able to sing spiritual songs to praise God.
那神就会喜悦。
Then God will be pleased.
因为神要的就是这样，要我们的心。
Because this is what God wants. God wants our hearts.
所以基督徒的生活。
And so a Christian life.
就是要效法神。
Is to imitate God.
第一个。
First.
凭爱心行事。
To walk according in love.
第二个。
Second,
行在光明中。
To walk in light.
第三个。
Third,
凭智慧行事。
We need to walk in wisdom.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
好，我们最后来祷告。
We're now going to pray together.
请我们常常为灵恩，为我们教会的圣工来代祷。
Let's often pray for the holy work in our church.
虽然我们灵恩会已经结束。
Even though our ESSC has concluded.
在七个月，下一次灵恩布道会将来到。
And in 7 months, our ESSC will come again.
其实灵恩布道会前一两个月哈，学校受洗大概应该已经决定了。
So actually, 1 to 2 months before ESSC, we often already know who wants to get baptized.
这个需要一段时间很长的查考道理。
And this requires a length of time to study the truth.
那明白道理，在洗礼信仰会比较稳固。
And when they understand the truth and are baptized, then their faith will be more stable.
所以我们从现在开始就要想怎么带慕道者，然后为我们的工作来代祷。
So starting from now, we need to think about which truth seekers to bring and to pray for them.
当然，宣道工作的基础就是牧养工作。
And of course, the foundation of preaching is that we must also shepherd.
有系统的查考圣经，这就是真理的追求。
If we are able to study the scriptures, then
这就是追求真理。
This is pursuing the truth.
然后祷告被圣灵充满。
And pray until we are filled with the Spirit.
加上爱心的团契。
And to have fellowship from love.
这些牧养的基础就是我们宣道的基础。
Then the foundation of pastoring is the foundation of evangelism.
所以请我们常常纪念，在七个月我们再一次的联合布道会。
So let us often pray for our ESSC in the next 7 months.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.